Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. I'm so glad you are here. In this episode, we shall be looking at the topic, the joy of forgiveness. Our Bible text is from Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, which says, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit." Let me start by sharing a true story from the book, The Bait of Satan, by John Bevere. There was a young woman named Lisa who struggled with bitterness for years. Someone close to her had betrayed her trust in a deep and painful way. At first, she tried to suppress the pain, telling herself she had forgiven. But every time she saw that person or heard their name, a wave of anger and sadness swept over her again. It wasn't until she attended a church retreat where the pastor spoke about true forgiveness, releasing not just the person but also herself from the prison of offense, that Lisa realized she had been carrying invisible chains. That night, she chose to forgive fully, genuinely, and she later testified how she felt physically lighter, as if a heavy burden had lifted from her heart. Her relationships improved, her joy returned, and most importantly, her walk with God felt brand new again. Now let me ask you, dear listener, is there someone you're still holding in the prison of unforgiveness? Or maybe, are you holding yourself hostage because of guilt over something you did in the past? From our Bible passage today, Psalm 32 verse 1 to 2 reminds us that forgiveness is a blessing. David, a man who made terrible mistakes, knew what it felt like to receive God's forgiveness. He said, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven." That word, blessed, means happy, joyful, fulfilled. Forgiveness brings joy not just for the forgiven, but also for the one doing the forgiving. You see, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It weighs us down. It affects our sleep, our health, our prayer life, and our ability to love others freely. Jesus himself taught us in Matthew 6 verse 14 to 15, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." That's serious. Have you ever wondered why sometimes your spiritual life feels stuck? Could it be that there's some unforgiveness blocking the flow of God's peace in your heart? When you choose to forgive, you open the door for healing, not just emotionally, but relationally too. You give space for reconciliation. You give room for God to work in you and in the other person. Colossians 3 verse 13 encourages us, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Is there someone God is placing in your heart right now? That person whose name triggers annoyance, pain, or even anger? Maybe it's time to let them go. Not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace. Take a moment to reflect on these things, right there where you are. Take a moment. Close your eyes if you can. Who comes to mind? Is it a friend, a family member, a coworker, or even yourself? Can you say right now, "Lord, I release this person. I forgive them. I choose freedom today." Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean you approve of what they did. It means you're handing the offense over to God and choosing peace over pain. As you go into your day today, choose joy. Choose peace. Choose freedom. The joy of forgiveness isn't just a feeling. It's a supernatural gift from God that transforms your heart and restores your relationships. God wants you free. And today is your day of freedom. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the powerful gift of forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving us over and over again, even when we don't deserve it. Lord, I pray for everyone listening right now. Give them the strength to release every bitterness, every hurt, every offense. Let healing flow into their hearts. Let broken relationships be restored. Let joy overflow again. As they step into today, let them walk in freedom and peace. Lord, bless their day. Order their steps. Let good news locate them today. Fill their hearts with your presence and surround them with your love. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. Someone you know might just need the same encouragement today. Let's spread the joy of forgiveness together. And don't forget to check our website and download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a 1-year daily Bible reading plan. God bless you. Have a joyful, victorious day ahead.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.